This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Now then, I want to look at a couple of verses together here, verse 2 and 3 and 4, if we could read those together. Suppose a man comes into your meeting wearing a gold ring and fine clothes. I read that, I can't believe this, but one of the commentaries said people could actually rent jewelry to wear for public gatherings. I didn't know you could do that back then. And a poor man comes in with shabby clothes, also comes in. If you show special attention, verse 3, to the man wearing the fine clothes and say, here's a good seat for you, but say to the poor man, you stand there or sit on the floor by my feet. Have you not discriminated among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Here's the problem with judging people according to wealth or poverty. We're not only discriminating, but James says we become people with evil thoughts. I don't like that description. The Lord looks at my discrimination of people based on their income or based on things like that as a sin to be judged, not as a personality trait. Not as a quirk of my personality. It's a sin to be judged. And he said, have you not discriminated and you have evil thoughts in your mind? I don't know if you've ever thought of that, that that's exactly what we're doing when we judge people because of that. There's a reason why people are told not to make these judgments for this reason. We tend to equate wealth with talent. We tend to equate poverty with no talent. We even make the mistake in churches, well, he's wealthy, he must be spiritual. That's not necessarily true. You can be poor and spiritual, and you can be rich and spiritual. You can be a pagan poor person, you can be a pagan rich person. It has to do with the heart. But sometimes money can be a blinding influence in a person's life of any strata, any class. If you can write a check for anything you need, and we've all met people like that, anything they need, they just write a check, the temptation is to say, why do I need God? Why do I need the Lord in my life? I just write a check for anything I need. God doesn't look at our wealth. The Bible says this, God doesn't look on the outward appearance, he looks on the heart. We judge always by how our people are dressed. What kind of car does he drive? Well, how many square feet do they have in their house? Do they have four bedrooms or just three? You know, and we constantly judge people on the basis of what they own or what they have, and the Lord looks all through that, beyond it, and says, is this man a believer? Rich or poor? Is this woman a believer and the one who is the way, the truth, and the life? Forget about the money. Are they a believer in Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God? Because ultimately, that is all that matters in eternity. You see, one day when you stand before the Lord, you and I won't stand with a ledger, with an accountant, a CPA next to us, and here's our balance statement. Here's all the taxes we paid, Lord, and here's all we owned, and so forth. None of that. The only thing that will matter ultimately is that we were a believer in Jesus Christ and accepted him as the Lord of our lives. That's what is my entrance exam into heaven, is Jesus Christ. I don't know what your status is in life. It really doesn't matter. I do know that the thing that matters is your relationship to God the Father through the Son. Let me say that again. The only thing that matters in eternity is your relationship to the Father through the Son. How do I know that? The epistle of 1 John says, this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life. Life is in the Son. He who has the Son of God has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life.
Well, tomorrow on Cross Hope, we're going to share a very interesting story by Robert Coles, a psychiatrist I quoted a few weeks ago, talking about how the perspective of the poor actually is somewhat better spiritually than it is for the rich. Listen tomorrow to find out what I mean. God bless you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.